What kinds of organizations have you belonged to?
Not an awful lot. I spent most of my time working. Briefly with the Lions Club in the early days. After I retired, I spent 5 years managing a food bank. But I've not done a lot of organization stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what is your religion?
We're Episcopalians.
Okay, and you attend which church?
St. Francis. That's okay. Where your dad and them mm-hmm. me.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I knew that, but I wanted to get on tape. Let's see. Do you happen to know what your ultimate ancestry is in Europe, for instance?
Yeah, I've never really sat down. That's, you know, I got so many hobbies and things I'd like to do. Is put it all together. We've got records and bits and pieces that we haven't fit together that goes clear back to the 1600s as far as the paternal side of the family, the Hunt,
mm-hmm.
the Hunt name.
Mm-hmm.
And of course there's Scotch, Irish, German, but mostly Northern Europeans. I'm not aware of any Hispanics or Italians or the French. My paternal grandmother, my dad's mother, was raised in a or went was went, went to school in a. In a convent in Trinidad, Colorado. Her mother was Irish. That would be my great-grandmother, and I actually remember her.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd been born in Ireland, and by the time I knew her, she was actually bedridden. And her husband was French. He was a gunsmith. I think they called him an armorer. In the Union Army mm-hmm. at Fort Lyons, Colorado. So here was French and Irish
mm-hmm.
was her origin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my maternal grandfather was, I guess, mostly English. And they had moved from Kentucky to, migrated from Kentucky to Kansas to New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Kept moving mm-hmm. west. And on my mother's side, my maternal grandmother, who I knew very well, and who we'd spend our summers in before the days of air conditioning here in El Paso, and it's hot here. My folks would send us up to my brother and I. Up to Raton, where nice, cool mountain,
mm-hmm.
pine tree country. And so we spent a lot of time we'd stay with our paternal grandparents. And they built a mountain cabin and provided me with a horse. And I had a lot of nice experiences up there. She had some German in her ancestry, mm-hmm. English and German.
Mm-hmm.
And who I consider my maternal grandfather was actually a step-grandfather. And I never met the real grandfather, although I met some of his descendants, and they were Middle Westerners.
Mm-hmm.